Welcome back, everybody, to a interesting live edition of First String Daily. So I'm going to be screwed up this whole time. So the way this is set up is I have two monitors. One monitor has Paul's giant face on it, and the other monitor has
Sorry.
XSplit and the audio bars and everything else, like the monitoring stuff that I would need to see to make sure that things are recording or broadcasting correctly. For reasons I do not know, when I came down here and turned the computer on, and I got this all set up, I didn't pay attention to it. I just got it set up and went upstairs. The monitors are flipped. So usually the monitor that's right behind my webcam, which makes it me look like I'm looking at the camera and more or
Oh, I
less
see.
Paul, is now over there. And so I can't actually see like what screen it's on unless
Are
I'm
these
looking.
monitors identical?
They're
Do you
both
think
Dell.
wouldn't it be hilarious if your wife or daughter ran downstairs during the night and just switched them?
Oh,
Make that
no.
as
It's purely just a software thing. Like, you know how there's
No, I know.
in
Sorry. It doesn't actually, what I just said doesn't make sense. If you
No, I get
swap the
what you
monitors, they would
Yeah.
still output the correct. Anyway,
So here we are. So I'm going to be looking this way like the whole time because like right now I'm looking at you, but everybody else sees a split
yeah.
screen shot. So it's
You're like a weatherman trying to hit the target on the weather map while looking in the opposite direction.
Yes. Well, it's more like I'm the weatherman, and then I've had the same setup for 10 years, and then they moved my monitor. They moved the cheese. They moved the cheese. Somebody said they'll be right back. They're updating their glass thermostat. Good luck with
Oh,
that.
yikes. Actually, I'm sure it's the most smart thing they've ever done with it.
I wonder how that's going to go. Like, does Cortana just say goodbye, and then like, and then
Yeah,
it
that would be
updates, and then
amazing.
just
That would be amazing.
there's just a little animation of her just walking off the side and it would be good. So, Paul, the reason why I have this up here, have you seen Nvidia's earnings from today?
No, but I'm mostly confused by what that image has to do with Shadow of the Tomb Raider.
Most This is a good question. I don't know. I was more looking at RTX
Is
on
it like
RTX.
in this episode of Tomb Raider, Lara Croft attends a country concert?
It's their
Okay,
net
anyway.
income year over year fell 50%.
Ew.
Everything dropped 50%. I don't think RTX is the thing that's going to save Nvidia's
You think it
profits.
fell 50% because they require you to have an NVIDIA log on in order to download a driver for a GeForce card? Do you think that might have something to do with it?
My gut tells me the reason why it dropped is probably because of those Bitcoin miners.
Oh.
Why were people buying graphics cards? Because you can mine Bitcoins
Wasn't to play
and
video games. Interesting.
I mean, me personally, I would never buy a graphics card, at least yet, for RTX. It's just not.
Also, for whatever it's worth, it's not clear to me looking at that image on your screen that the one on the left is better.
So, full transparency, I don't even know if this is right. I just Googled, I said RTX on off for an image for the Nvidia stuff. So this could just be a meme that somebody made it.
I mean, I don't know.
It's just reflections of light, which they made a really big deal about, and I'm not fully convinced that.
Features ray tracing, Brad. You know that.
Well, next gen Xbox is going to have it, but it's going to be hardware built in, and I think next, I don't know if the next PlayStation does. I think it does. I don't know why it wouldn't.
I assume they're going to be nearly identical.
Yeah, this is going to be like the PC wars, right? It's like you
I
go
think
buy a
so.
laptop, they're all running Intel, whatever, with various graphic, like they're all, it's going to be like the same thing.
It'll be exactly the same thing. Game fans will be complaining because Microsoft doesn't have any Xbox specific games. It's going to be the same thing. Just the same thing.
Sony
Better
fans will be
graphics.
complaining because they got hacked. I mean, it's
Because their controller is tiny and it's made for little child hands.
I will die on the hill that the Xbox has the better controller than PlayStation, and
Oh,
I've used both many,
yeah.
many hours.
Yeah, it's not, there's no contest.
So, anyways, speaking of consoles, by the way, Phil Spencer's been on a bit of a like press tour lately. I wonder why they're letting him out of the box. Not the Xbox, but the box, I guess.
I don't know why now. I mean,
Yeah.
Maybe some of it is to make up for the fact that they're not launching a console, and they just want to remind
Maybe.
everyone they're still around or whatever. But the Phil Spencer story is a good one, right? This is a guy who has championed cross-platform gameplay and has been very outspoken about, you know, Sony, which, you know, I think he respects as a company, as a gaming entity and so forth. But, you know, for really trying to block that for a long time, he is the guy I that most people credit with. I don't know this for a fact, but who came up with this whole notion of, you know, the Xbox One is what it is. We have to make lemonade out of this. How do we fix it? Mm-hmm. And the strategy has been to create the greatest gamer-focused online, or set of online services, I guess we'll call it, ever. I mean, it's amazing. Like, the Xbox platform is amazing. So it's a good story.
I vaguely recall that he's like one of those stories too, that he started in effectively like the mailroom of Microsoft and has just climbed his way up through the
tree. He's on the senior leadership team. Yeah. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Well, the kind of money he's spending, I think they would. I wonder which way it was going. It's like, wait, how much is Phil spending? It's like, get his butt on this board. Like,
I mean, this is a guy who, frankly, doesn't know or didn't know. I don't know what he knows now, but I mean, it's not like he knew anything about Microsoft's other businesses or even cared, you know?
Yeah.
It's a credit to Satya Nadella. I'm not really sure, but somebody seemed to understand or believe that, you know, this guy's voice was important and the part of the company that he ran should be represented at that level. I mean, it's
it's a big push for Microsoft, right? This is their this is their crowning achievement, is to turn software into a service, and that's if they can do that with Xbox, it'll survive for a lot longer than if they can't. So,
yep. Now, granted, I mean, it's a serious black eye that he had to cancel the super duper graphics pack or whatever that was called. But other than that,
it's hard. I'm betting. And maybe I might be wrong on this. I bet that they canceled it so they could do it with next gen stuff. They said, you know what? This would be great with Scarlet and all that, and we'll put it there.
There might have been a lot of pushback too. I bet people just like Minecraft the way it is. You know, they
Why
part of the appeal? You know,
don't fix what's not broken. Although Microsoft has a rich history of doing that. There's a lot of fruit on that tree. Let me just tell you.
Yeah, that's the move my cheese thing, you know.
Yep.
It's like a new version of something. Where is everything again?
So unfortunately, nobody's seen it yet, but you see what's on my wrist here? It's not real before you.
It looks like a tattoo.
Yeah.
You know?
Everyone in my family got branded last night with Disney princesses because my daughter apparently got rub-on tattoos at school for something or other. And she's like, Daddy, you got to put this on. I'm like, really?
Didn't come out of the bottom of a Cracker Jack box or something.
I have no idea where they came from. She just produced this sheet of things, and my wife was cutting them out, and she said, Daddy, where's yours going? And I said, the trash? And that was not the appropriate answer.
Wow, yikes. You should have went with the ankle.
I was thinking lower back. That would have been also a place. I think this is Cinderella.
Yep.
The Cinderella story. There's something else, too, that was going on. The fact that Mike...
Something beyond the sticker.
I'm screwed up. I keep looking at you, and I'm like, I gotta switch the camera view, but it's...
It's all right. You don't have to look at
me. You know, who can I blame for this?
How can you blame? It's a good question. Was there a cumulative update that got installed last night or something?
Oh, Patch Tuesday did.
Could have been that. Oop, I just clicked on the screen like an idiot. I don't know.
The other fun thing that Microsoft has done is apparently my laptop, but my Surface Book 2 potentially be slower. I haven't used it hard computer science problems lately.
Yeah, sorry, I ran the battery report on my Surface Book 2.
Oh, did you? Did you? What'd you get?
I mean, look, it wasn't that good. actually, I mean, I'm a little surprised. If you go down to the bottom, what it says is, if I can scroll, you know, battery capacity history, battery life estimates, right? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, this goes back to last August when it was getting active battery life in the 6.5 hour range virtually every time there was a test. Connected standby is forever. It's like 214 hours, you know. But if you flash forward to today, it's lower. There are a couple in the sevens. There is the since OS install average, I guess. Mm-hmm. Which apparently goes back a year, is 6 hours, 23 minutes. The time I was in. Yeah, I would say it probably averages around six. Yeah. Yeah, the last two were pretty low, 5 hours and just under 6 hours. That's less than I thought it was going to be, honestly.
Well, that's, you know, that's just the way it works. There's not, there was something else that was going on. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Yeah.
It's been kind of a slow week.
It has been. There'll be some stuff next week, I know for sure, but not anything to get crazy excited about but in any capacity. Mm-hmm. It's just another Friday. School is coming to again.
Coming. I knew what you meant.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Bill Nye again. I don't feel like we beat that one to death.
People not get angry enough about that. We could talk about the Pixel 3a and why you don't like it.
I actually love it. But, you know, it's these little things. I sort of felt like I needed to mention the issue I've been having. And, you know, knowing full well I was going to hear from everyone who is not having this problem, which is exactly what happened. But, yeah, you know, so you know how it is. Like, we are in a weird position compared to, say, like a normal consumer, because we have lots of devices that we wouldn't, you know, normally go out and buy, like, different versions of the same thing. Like, we would just have a phone, or we would just have a computer, like, whatever. And it's not always clear in this environment that I have what causes problems, you know?
Yeah.
I complained this week about my PC, which, by the way, two nights in a row. Mm-hmm. Have come and gone. It wakes up just fine. It's working fine right now. I heard
you say mean things about it.
It's very strange. Anyway, I've been having this problem with my Chromecast out in the sunroom all summer. And intermittently all summer. That's, you know, another one of the weird things. You go out there, you play music all night, it's fine, nothing goes wrong. And you go out there one night and the app is losing track of the music that's playing. It can't control it anymore. It's, you know, these really strange problems. And when we came home from Amsterdam, the first night I played music in there, it immediately lost track of where it was at. And I was like, oh, come on, this is stupid. Mm-hmm. And just, I don't even know why. Because maybe I just wanted it to work, and who knows, maybe changing the phone would make a difference. I switched to the Huawei P30 Pro and it worked fine. It was fine for the rest of the night. And so the next day I went back and actually just played more music with the Pixel 3a just to see if it would screw up. And it screwed up like immediately. And then it sort of occurred to me, yeah, maybe it's something with this phone. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe it's the phone. So, you know, it's not a big deal for me personally. Obviously, I can see five phones like right here. You know, I have a choice. And so I can play music from different devices. It doesn't matter. But, you know, for a normal human being, I mean, like a non-reviewer, like just a consumer, whatever. You know, these things are like serious. And so I gave it a good review. I still really like it. It's still going to be my daily use phone, at least until the Note 10 arrives, and then we'll see what happens from there. Mm-hmm. But, you know, this is one of those things. Like, I kind of, when I talked about performance in my review a couple months ago, I was like, look, there's a couple things I'm seeing. The photo processing performance after you take a photo is very slow, but you know, who cares? Like, that's, you take a picture, you're not going to sit there and watch it process. You're out in the world taking pictures. Who cares?
Yeah.
That's fine. That's perfectly acceptable. And then I had that problem, you might remember, where I do a lot of voice-to-text stuff. Mm-hmm. I find it easier than typing on a screen. And I'm so used to using it on any phone, really. You hit the microphone button, you start talking, it throws it on the screen, it works great. And on the 3A XL, when you start talking, it misses the first 2 seconds. So we'll always cut off the beginning of what you said because it's not ready yet. Like, and then I realized looking at it, like, oh, wait, this thing is just not, it actually says something like, please wait. Like, it takes a moment for it to spin up, you know? So I sort of deemed both of those things to be acceptable for the price of the phone and, you know, blah, 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 whatever. But this kind of thing, I don't know. This, it seems like there's a fundamental performance problem that maybe is a little more serious than I thought. I don't know. Hmm. It's an okay phone. It's a good phone. It's a good phone.
For the price.
Yeah.
And then, speaking of phones, apparently September 10th looks like it might be the day that the next iPhones are going to come out, which I got to tell you, I'm not really jazzed in any capacity. I mean, the only thing that would get me to go out and buy that phone tomorrow, which I'm sure we'll all buy it anyways, maybe, is a fingerprint reader. That is it. Face ID is not great. It's not.
Yeah, is that coming in this? Is that definitely expected in the 11?
I don't think so. I think it's maybe the next one, or whenever they realize that Face ID is not actually a great way to authenticate when trying to use Apple Pay, or when you have sunglasses on, or yeah. when it's potentially sunny on your face, or it's a day that ends in Y.
I see. Okay. Well, I mean, I don't know. You know, for me, I really prefer Android to iOS by a wide margin, and, mm-hmm. and it's not for like silly reasons, like, you know, it's an open platform, it'll like Apple control, you know, it's not really that. I mean, although some of that stuff probably factors into that opinion, but the stuff I like about the Apple ecosystem, if they nailed the camera, I would consider it, you know, and the cameras are always great, but they're just not quite Pixel, sure, not quite Huawei, you know,
they're not as good as they could be, right? It's
yeah, and it seems like they're always on the cusp of making that happen, you know. Mm-hmm. Again, not that they're bad. They're not bad. Like the phone you have and all the current generation phones, they take fantastic photos, yeah. but
just knowing they could be better.
Yeah.
It's like buying like a BMW 328i when you know that 335i is just right there and it's also available. Just a little bit bigger.
Yeah. Yeah. I point this out to my son, who was interested in cars as well. But when you go to Europe, it's always very interesting. In addition to having cars that we don't get in the United States, of course, mm-hmm. you know, you see a lot of that kind of stuff. What you also see, if you're familiar with cars, especially like German or European cars, or German cars, I guess we'll say, BMWs, Mercedes, the model numbers often have something to do with the capacity of the.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, of the engine or whatever, and so mm-hmm. you get the same vehicles in many cases, but the engines in Europe are much smaller. Right. And so you just said like a 328 or something, you know, of course they changed the models now, but let's pretend, you know, the version in Europe would be something like this is a terrible example, but it'd just be a smaller number. Cause actually that mm-hmm. one I was just using doesn't exist. you know, like a Mercedes C280 in Europe would be like a C230, yeah. you know, or a C190 or whatever the numbers are. It doesn't matter. That's what the Pixel 3 AXL is. It's the European version of a BMW. Oh, of a low-end BMW. That went nowhere fast. I'm sorry. I don't know.
Yeah. You know, we should just do this podcast for another 45 minutes straight so we don't have to jump on that call.
Yeah, let's do that, actually. So, Bill Nye, by the way.
Okay, can we switch this over to Mixer and start streaming Ninja stuff? Is he even yes, on right exactly. now? I don't even know.
Will say, I think it's okay to say this publicly, right? Because we're doing kind of a day of meetings here. Mm-hmm. You know, we're about to refresh the Petri website, right? Mm-hmm. We talk about that in vague terms, I assume.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it looks beautiful.
Yeah. No, it's, well, as I've told the design team who's been working on this, it's not really hard to improve what we have.
No, that's true, but it just looks great. Like,
yeah, it really does.
Regardless of what it looked like before, it looks. Yep. Like, it makes Therat.com look like crap, you know?
Mm-hmm. Especially the writers.
Okay. Yeah, but you could at least paint the pig, you know? And mm-hmm. so, you know, Petri's going to look beautiful at some point, hopefully soon. And then hopefully next year, we could do that to Therat.com as well.
Yeah. We will see. But on that modest note, I was going to say high note, whatever you want to call it. It's
the low notes.
We're going to wrap it up here today, folks, because Paul and I genuinely do probably have to go jump on that call. And we hope everybody had a wonderful week. And we'll catch all of you right back here next time.